Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
You only have a little bit over a couple months to do something about your taxes before 2020 is all over. Let's face it, no one knows what's going to happen in the White House or the Senate. But if you think about it, taxes are on sale right now for 2020, so you better stock up now while supplies last. And today I have a guest with me. We're going to be talking about how you can save hundreds of thousands of dollars this year by doing a couple little tweaks before it's too late. And we'll be getting into that this morning. Good morning. I'm David Hollander, your host, and this is Protect Your Assets. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. You can hear the jingle. People call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. And that's because I have run a financial firm for almost 30 years and I'm a practicing attorney. So if you think about it right now, the tax rates for 2020 are pretty low. In fact, I'd encourage you to go look at the individual and joint tax rates right now and what they are. And there's some pretty big gaps in between the different rates. And if you look at what could happen, say, in the next few months, those could change. They could go up quite significantly. So the question is, what can you do right now to take advantage of what the law currently says? All right, Stephen, let's get into this morning's discussion. We've been talking about taxes and how people can take huge deductions off their taxes this year in 2020 before things may change. And so this morning we're going to talk about a real life situation, starting out with Jamie. And Jamie was a real estate owner. She had does have an apartment complex. And before any of this came up, she was basically doing a 401k as a solo, right? And she was putting away the $19,000 plus the catch-up because she's over 50. And that's what she was doing every year. And she was getting a deduction for that. And that was about it. So Jamie found Stephen and I, and she came in, and we started talking about her situation. And she was making about $300,000 a year from her investment properties. And tax-wise, what was happening, Stephen?
Well, first of all, she was a mess. She had this thing that was given to her long ago, and it was set up a certain way, and no one had any strategic vision as to how it could be set up. You know, there's 24 different types of retirement plans that you can have in a small business.
24?
Yes.
Okay. And see, that's more than I knew. I thought there was like seven, but 20. Okay. Thank
right.
you.
Right. So which one fits you? And how do you arrange yourself so you can take best advantage of the one that fits you the best?
Right.
So we started asking questions, and you and your staff said, well, wait a minute, let's look at your property business. What we have here is a mishmash of all stuff that's owned by you personally.
Right.
And you know, if you want to protect your assets, you probably want to, first of all, put it in a trust so that people can't look you up on the internet and sue you
right.
just for no reason.
That's
because
right.
that's what people
that's
do.
Because that's what they do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Secondly, you don't want to be in probate once you pass away. So you
right.
probably want to have it in trust and that kind of thing. So how can we reorient these businesses so that they're in trusts? And then once they're in trust, we can say, okay, well, how much of this income can we make to be active income? So there's two kinds of income. If you're just sitting back collecting investment revenue, that's not income from self-employment.
That's called passive, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But if you take some of that and move it to active, because you're doing something, active meaning sweat of your brow or something where
yeah, in her case, I think she was like, she was managing the property. She was fixing up the kitchens, painting the place, recarpeting it.
Chasing people for rent.
Yeah, chasing people, fixing toilets in the middle of the night when you get a call, my toilet's broken, right?
Right. So that would be active to me if I had to get up in the middle of the night and go fix a toilet.
I think so.
So the question for the CPAs was, how much of this $300,000 can be attributed to active if you have to go hire people and give them a reasonable salary?
Sure.
So it was recommended that you can take $200 out of the $300 and move it to be self-employment income. Now, once you have self-employment income, there's a lot of things you can do. First of all, there's all these expenses that you have when you run a business.
Right.
So once you're self-employed, you can deduct your car and truck expenses, which you couldn't deduct before.
Right.
Legal and professional fees.
Right.
Deductible meals and entertainment, office expenses, utilities, and other deductible expenses, including employee benefit
expenses.
All
right, that's where it gets interesting.
Because she's her own employee.
Right.
So now she can have employee benefits. She can have her own retirement plan.
And that's how we backdoored into there.
And so basically out of her $200,000 active income, we said, okay, now you're the employee. First of all, some of it's going to be used as these expenses. So that lowers it. And then we're going to take $153,000 out of that $200,000 and put it into retirement plans.
Mm-hmm.
So not $19,500, $153,000.
Right. And that's a huge difference, right? I mean, if you're going to do that for, say, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, that's growing, tax deferred. It's a pretty big number.
Especially if you're the investment advisor and it's
right.
growing well. And,
that's right.
You know, that kind of thing. So her tax return now, instead of all being passive, mm-hmm. she now has...
And taxable.
And taxable. you know, the other thing with this is that once you become self-employed, you have to start paying FICA taxes. So that means if you do that long enough, you become eligible for Social Security later
right.
on.
Right.
There's a lot of people that are doing this thing on passive and they never qualify for Social Security benefits.
Right.
So now,
or if they do, they're very small.
Right. Well, this won't be huge, but it'll be something.
That's right.
And so why not? So you have to pay some of those, but I'd rather pay a little tiny bit of FICA taxes than hundreds of thousands.
Absolutely. You know. No question.
So right now, because she put in that amount of money,
$153,000.
Yep. Her federal tax bracket drops. She was in the 35% bracket. Now she's in the 10.6% bracket.
That's incredible. So let's just talk about that. I mean, she was paying 35% federal before this, and after we got done, now she's paying 10.6 federal.
Right. She based taxes on $119,000 instead of $300,000.
So what was her ordinary income at that point?
Well, before it was 300.
Right. What is it after we're done?
119, because it's the 100 that she had in passive and 19 that she got through the business.
Gotcha.
And oh, by the way, she just saved $40,000 in taxes and the money's in a trust. It's going to grow tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Tax deferred.
Tax deferred.
Right.
But, you know, it'll have a chance to earn enough money to pay the taxes
right.
on itself.
Right.
And in the meantime, she might move out of California.
That's another point, because that's exactly right. So now we understand that she's looking at another state, maybe even a country. But that's right. So that has another complexity to the scenario.
Well, it's even better, because if she does move, she never has to pay California income taxes on all that money she made in California.
Wow, that's amazing.
So it's a good thing for her to do. It made her feel differently. It made her feel better. She now had her properties protected. No threats of lawsuits. She now had the possibility of getting Social Security. She now had all this money in her retirement plan and growing. And it was a nest egg that made her feel totally different.
Right. Because all of a sudden, I mean, you know, let's face it, when you're own real estate can be a very capital intensive business. Maintenance is never ending. You've got cities and governments that just tax you and charge you permits and whatever for whatever, eating it all up. So it seems like you can never get out of your own way. But if you have some vision about how to structure it and stick money away, because that money would otherwise go to taxes, you could start putting away quite a bit more money. In this case, this is exactly what happened here. Again, an Oakland property was paying a lot of different sort of things, but once realized there was some way out of it, I'll say we opened up some doors for her that after a few years, that $153,000 contribution, you know, just growing at a reasonable rate of return. Again, nothing's, of course, guaranteed, but growing at a fairly conservative rate of return, you can see some pretty substantial account balances. And in fact, I think in our example, we're going to get into the next segment, we're going to talk about how someone had been doing this for 5 years, I think, and saved almost $1.6 million, something
yeah.
like that.
Sure. There's many different types of retirement plans, as I mentioned, and you have to take into account the variation in people's incomes, and it has to be able to, on good years, stick a lot away, and on bad years, not, because you need money to live on, probably.
That's right, and that's a good point. So a lot of people, as they start to look at this, they'll say, well, that's great. I'd love to stick away $153,000, but I spent it. I've spent it on my property or whatever, and now it's running up towards the end of the year. Where do I get the money from? So do you have a savings account? Do you have a bunch of money sitting in the bank earning less than 0.1% right now? You could use that capital to fund something like this. Do you have a brokerage account? with, say, some stocks in it you've been sticking away for years. We could use that account. So you don't have to think about it. It's coming from income, and I'm going to use it now for funding my account. As long as you have non-qualified money that's out there, you can use that money to fund this.
Well, normally in a business owner, you're paying quarterly taxes anyway. So now you're going to do this and your quarterly taxes dropped all the
That's
heck.
Right.
Just
that's right.
Take the money that you would normally send to the government and put it in your retirement plan.
That's right.
And that's part of your funding right there.
That's another great point. And that's another reason why here at the Liberty Group, we have three CPAs who are here in the office with us. Now, Stephen is a consultant that we work with. He's really the man behind structuring these, running the reports for the IRS. What are those reports called again, the annual?
Well, there's valuation reports and Form 5500 reports.
Okay.
And,
yeah, we can go on. But anyway, we don't do that. Stephen does that. And Stephen, you know, how long have you been doing this?
Well, my business is coming up on its 50th year. I've only worked there since 1976.
Okay, so since 1976. All right, so he's been doing it a while. I think he knows what he's talking about. We've been working with Stephen for, I think, like 7 or 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a great job for our clients. Really happy to have him as a partner on our team. And I'll just say, you know, with our CPAs here, with the attorneys that we have here, with Stephen involved in the mix, we're able to structure, as he was explaining, for Jamie, a situation where even though she has 6 or 7 or 20 tenants in a building running around with all this liability, keeping her up at night, worried about what if someone, you know, gets injured in the building and comes after her and sues her, is her policy big enough? How's she going to defend herself? What about her house and her other assets? Are those subject to risk? They are. The answer is yes, it's all out there. But if you compartmentalize things into different sorts of businesses or trusts or partnerships, all these things legally that we can help you set up, you can protect your assets, protect yourself from these predators that are out there that are going to be coming after you potentially. And if they do come after you, now you know what your limit of liability looks like. On top of that, if you're able to now save, in this case, over $100,000 in taxes. Now, again, she saved $40,000, but she was able to put away $153,000. I mean, think about that. She wasn't doing that before. Now she can. That's over $100,000 more she's putting away than she was before. That's a lot of money. And over the years, that will add up. And that'll be money that you can then touch later when maybe things have slowed down. You don't want to work as hard. And now you have another pool of money to live off of.
There's another advantage, too. This money goes into a special kind of trust where it's safe from the claims of creditors. So there's special tax status on retirement money.
I think of OJ when you say that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he lost all his fortune to the Goldman family for some reason. But he didn't lose his Screen Actors Guild pension, his NFL pension, or his profit sharing plan. So now today, he can go down to the bank and withdraw cash. Nobody can have it but him while he's on the golf course looking for the real killer of Nicole Brown Simpson.
Right. So that's a good point. That asset is an asset protected by law. And so, again, you can set up those same sort of things for yourself or your family if these are things that you're thinking about in terms of liability for yourself. Because let's face it, we never know who's coming at you and why. So coming up next is time for our popular They Say segment. And they said that she could only put away $50,000 in her retirement account. But what we got done, she was putting away over $250,000 a year. Find out how she did that when we come back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
Don't Your mama pajama rolled out of bed and she
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Every time my name gets mentioned.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And there's no argument that the federal government has been pumping an unprecedented amount of stimulus into the economy, keeping things going. And it looks like they may do it some more. But with the possible change in the White House and the Senate, there's no doubt higher taxes could be in your future. So if you're like me and you think taxes are on sale right now, there's a couple things you can do about it, and we were talking about it this morning. And so if you'd like to talk to me virtually at any time, now you can do that through the Protect Your Assets smart device, I'll call it, on your Alexa. You can say, hey, Alexa, enable Protect Your Assets, or on Google, even on your iPhone using the Google app, you can say, hey, Google, talk to Protect Your Assets, and then go ahead and ask me a question. See what I say. It's all virtual. It's pretty neat. Anyway, right now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers, and here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
All right, so here's one they said. They said to Anne that she could only put away $25,000 per year. And then Anne said, is that true? And we said, no. So this morning I have Stephen Dubrow with me. And Stephen and I got together and we sat down with Anne. And what was she putting away after we got done, Stephen?
$250,000 a year to $300,000, $335,000.
Crazy, right? So, all right. So let's walk through Anne and her husband and what that looked like, because maybe you're like Anne or Don, her husband, and you want to know, how can I put away more money in 2020 while these laws are still around and I'm tired of paying so much in tax? So this is a really cool story. Anne was a realtor, local realtor, real successful, did a great job. But for the first time, we heard something that kind of shocked us. Stephen, please.
She says, why should I work real hard? I got to give like half my money to the government. So I just want to do a little bit. But, you know, I have no way of actually, you know, being worth it when I go out there and work really hard. I got to give it all away.
Yeah. Now I just want to ask anybody out there, have you ever felt like that when you look at your paycheck? I just remember my daughter when she got her first paycheck and she looks at it and she says, Dad, what's all these deductions? Where's this going? I thought I was making this much per hour. Wrong. So in any event, anybody who's ever thought that, you can kind of relate to how Anne felt before she met Stephen and I. Now, let's get deeper in the story, because Anne was a 1099 employee through this realty company she worked for. Her husband, Don, had an office job. He was a W-2 employee with a big company here in the Bay Area, making a little over $100,000 a year. But she had the potential to make more, but she didn't want to, because she was giving so much away in taxes and she was putting away about $25,000 a year into her company's 401k plan. Now, what was fascinating about this was, this was back in 2013. And in 2014, we were able to talk to her and set this sort of plan up. And just for several years, we were able to encourage her to work. So, Stephen, she went from making, you know, what was she making when she started?
$138,000.
Okay.
And then we said, you can work real hard and save virtually all your money into retirement if you work hard.
Now, let's stop right there. All of your money?
Well, you have a little tiny piece that you have to pay for FICA, but that's minimal.
Yeah.
All the rest going. I have lots of business owners who are sheltering virtually all of their business income into retirement plans.
Now, we got to listen. Folks, think about this. If you're out there working right now and you could take all of your business income, most of it, and put it away into a retirement account, which means one thing is you don't pay taxes on it now, right, Stephen?
Right, you don't pay taxes on it now. Okay. You're eventually going to pay some taxes
right,
later on down the road.
Right, of course, it's deferred. But for now, if you don't want to pay taxes on income right now, you can put away most of your income into what we're talking about today.
Well, you know, depending on your age, depending on your history of how long you've worked and how much you've made, we have people who are doing that. Now, most people need some of that money to live on.
Sure.
And so one of the popular questions is, okay, so out of this business income, how much do you need to live on? How much can we dedicate to savings?
That's right. Or where can we get the money to put into the savings, as I said in the last segment? Because you look, it's October right now, right? October 10th. You may have lived this year. It's been a tough year. And now you're looking at the possibility of being able to do this, but you're saying, where am I going to come up with $250,000, if that's what I can do, to fund in this type of an account? Like I said earlier, let us help you figure that out. Well, there may be ways to do that.
That's a great thing. You know, we can put in most of the money or some of the money now, but you have until the time you file your tax return or September 15th to put the money in. So,
did you hear that, everybody?
Even if you start now, if you're going to be making money next year, you can use that to get a deduction on it this year.
Perfect. All right. Now, let's walk through this example. So, Anne decided to work a little hard. Actually, Anne decided to actually work because before it was like she had a one arm tied behind her back. I mean, literally, she was explaining to us how she had all these great listings coming up and work to do, but she didn't want to do it because, frankly, she just didn't want to pay the tax and she had to work super hard. So once we kind of ignited this fire in her,
she started making $300,000 a year.
Incredible. So just looking at the contribution schedule that we were able to do, in 2014, she made $260,000 and we put away $250,000. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And then the next year, 2015, oh, by the way, she was 62 years old at that point too.
Right. She came in, I forgot to save for my retirement. What can I do now?
Yeah. Because so this is the other thing. So Anne got used to living life here in the Bay Area. Let me just say this. Anne has exceptional choice in wine and food. Exceptional.
And husbands.
David's, anyway. Great guy. And Don, sorry. Don's a great guy. So, you know, exceptional guy, right? Likes Giants. I mean, all our kind of people. But in any event, this expensive lifestyle. Let's figure it. And so one of the big issues was how do we retire and enjoy our lifestyle with what's happening right now? There was a serious concern there because there wasn't a lot of savings happening because everybody was thinking about, well, I can put away $25,000 a year. Wrong. So she came in and we showed them how to put away a lot more. And with your help, Don became an employee in 2018, right?
Sure. Why not make him an employee and give him an employee benefit too? All to keep the contribution as high as possible.
Yeah. And in 2018, we put away $334,000.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So let's just stop right there. So if you could put away $334,000 this year, right?
Why not?
Would you?
If I had the money, if I was going to send it to the government,
right?
As opposed to putting it in my retirement account.
It's incredible. So this just gets more incredible. So we've been doing this for a few years now. She's sitting on $1.6 million in this account.
Actually, she's got a lot more than that because you're the investment advisor. That's just what she put in.
Okay. So it's grown. We can't, you know, this is not an endorsement. I'm not saying this is going to happen to everybody. I want to be really clear about that, please. All right, because there's no guarantees in the stock market. But in reality, she's done fairly well.
Yes.
So the reality now is she can now stop working if she wants to. And she has this pool of money. And this can generate a pension for her for life.
Of $90,000 a year.
Okay.
So just based on the 6 years and her investments.
There you go. So now this has freed up an extra pot of money with an income benefit that her and Don can now buy Chateau Neuf de Pop, now buy whatever they please, within reason, but they don't have to worry about that anymore.
Buy a box suite at the Giants games.
Well, that's another, yeah, those are on sale right now, I understand. But in any event, this was an incredible result, and this would not have been possible had it not been for Steven getting involved in this and helping us prepare a plan that we outlined for Anne and Don in writing so they knew exactly what they were getting into before they got into that. Now, coming up next, I've got Ken the Litigator, and Ken, who thought he was dead to rights, we were able to save him hundreds of thousands of dollars. Find out how when we come back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Well, firm and high. That's a
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. Working on a
nine moon. Welcome back. I can dig it. I can dig paying a lot less taxes. How about you? This morning we've been talking about how to put away hundreds of thousands of dollars, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars before the end of the year. I have my guest this morning, Stephen Dubrow, been walking through the cases that we've done for clients. And this next one's a big one. Before we jump into that, I want to wish a happy birthday to Dr. Lee Helt, Cindy Maki, Norm Claus, Mary Carroll, Elisa Winter, James Harold, Daryl Rania, and Jason Yu. Hope you guys all have a great birthday. Now, if you missed any of this content this morning, this has been really a fantastic show. We've given you specific examples, what we've done. Check it out on the podcast, pyaradio.com. Make sure you subscribe and send it to a friend. This Thursday, we will be doing a webinar. You can register for that right now at PYA Events, pyaevents.com. Register for the event this Thursday where we will be doing that, and you can watch Stephen and I live on your computer. So, Stephen, let's jump into this next one, shall we? This is Ken. Ken was a litigator. I'll never forget it. He called us last year, right at the end of the year.
Right.
He was about to retire from being an attorney for this firm that he was with for years, for 20-something years, 30 years maybe. And he was in his 70s, early 70s, I remember, and he was getting this $400,000 payout. He was starting his own business and taking one of his big clients with him. And we changed his world, because I remember he called up saying, I'm getting this big payout. I don't want to pay taxes on this, or my, you know, what my fair share is. What do I do? How do I do this, guys? Help me out. What do we do?
Well, first of all, his old law firm had this executive separation
payout.
Yeah, right. And it's a retirement plan, and it pays him basically all of his money over 5 years that the firm was worth. And so he's going to get killed with taxes. And he wanted to know if he could shelter any of that, because it's a pension payout. You can't shelter it. But I said to him, since you're going to be still operating a business and taking your clients with you, you can shelter all of that money. And so that's where the idea came up.
Yep.
He'd had enough money coming from his old firm that he could live on that.
Yep.
Fine, and took all the rest of his new incoming fees,
right,
and put it in.
Yeah. So let's talk about the numbers here. So we were able the first year to do a $331,000 contribution.
Well, he only made $350 the first year because it was short.
Okay, so he made $350, but he put away $331.
Right. The only piece he couldn't put away was the FICA tax, the Social Security taxes he was paying.
Yeah. So that first year, using this plan, he saved $150,000 in taxes.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this, because you've been doing this since 1976. How many audits have you had?
The IRS, these are all approved plans, but they do audit my clients from time to time. And when I bought the company in 1990, I started keeping track, because we've had 143 audits of our clients since then. And I've got 143 no change letters in a row. The IRS has accepted the return as filed.
So
there's nothing here that's gray or, right, or, you know, signed off by a licensed actuary. Your CPAs look it over, and it's all on the up and up. Now, a lot of things people say about taxes are really scams or crooked. This whole stuff is totally approved, and it's not dangerous in any way. And we wouldn't risk our reputation by putting somebody in something that isn't deductible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to make that point, because that's an important point. And that's why we have folks like you on our team, because the stuff that you do is complicated. These spreadsheets you do, the numbers you run, because this is an ongoing process. It's not something that you just do once and you're done. No, this is something that's a living, breathing organism that changes with your life.
Right. You know, you have good years and bad years.
Yeah, we all do.
You've got to make a commitment, and you don't want to commit to something you can't afford to do.
Exactly right. So in Ken's case, just based on what we were doing, we extrapolated a little bit of this information. By 2023, we are estimating that Ken will have saved $1.65 million.
No, he'll put in $1.65.
Oh, sorry.
He'll
okay.
have $1.8 million.
Roughly. Okay, depending. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, you've got the, what's the tax savings on something like that?
About $750,000.
So $750,000 in tax savings.
Yes. Growing tax-free or tax-deferred for years and years.
That's incredible. That's just absolutely incredible. So Ken had no idea about how to do this, and he's an attorney, before he met us. And this just changed his world.
Yeah, he said, why didn't my law firm have one of these? So I didn't have to take all that money and income this year and the next 5 years.
Yeah, and just because they didn't have the right advice. I'd like to give a huge thanks to the Protect Your Assets team and Stephen today for coming in. What a great show. My executive producer, network manager, Kevin Renfer. Thanks, buddy. And of course, all my fabulous producers, Fish in the studio there, Claire, Jordan, Phil. Thank you so much, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.